0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, vipiango, wa kastoma vipiango.
Vika chitika, musavimberera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
John Lenga residents have bemoaned lack of a health facility. Construction of a bus shelter in Kankoyo constituency advanced. And in Africa news, mob burns a Nigerian woman to death for alleged blasphemy. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Alusaka's Jona Lenga compound have continued to complain about the lack of a health facility in that locality. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, the residents lamented that there is no health facility in the community, and as a result, they are forced to cover long distance to Kanyama Level 1 Hospital for medical services. The residents have stated that they face many challenges, especially when one falls ill at night, as they have to find transport to ferry the patient to the nearby health facility. The residents have since appealed to their elected leaders to lobby for the construction of a health post through the much talked about Constituency Development Funds, CDF. Construction of a bus shelter in Butondo Township in Kankoyo constituency is nearly in completion. Mufulila Municipal Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Tandiwa Tembo disclosed that the facility is being constructed using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Ms. Tembo stated that construction works are currently at 90% complete, with only minor works yet to be done. Ms. Tembo stated that the area lacked a bus shelter for a long time, which led to passengers having to endure harsh weather conditions during the dry and rainy season while waiting for transportation. She said that the remaining works, such as a painting, are expected to be completed soon in readiness for the facility to be handed over to the community. Meanwhile, Ms. Tembo disclosed that the local authority has also embarked on paving Butondo Market to ensure that traders operate in a clean and conducive environment. She stated that the paving of the market's front is a means to improve accessibility for traders and customers, especially in the rainy season. She added that the improvement of the facility is meant to attract more people to the market, thereby improving economic activity in the community. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has registered and legalized 1,106 marriages in the second quarter of 2025, representing a 5.1% decrease compared to the same period last year. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has confirmed the development to Kombon Radio News that the figure was 59 marriages, fewer than 1,165 marriages recorded in the second quarter of 2024. Ms. Mwamba has explained that despite the marginal drop, the council has continued with mass sensitization campaigns to encourage more couples to formalize their unions in line with the Marriage Act. She has further emphasized that registering marriages provides couples with legal protection and security while safeguarding their rights under the law.
The figure represents a slight decrease of 59 marriages or 5.1% compared to the same period in 2024 when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted by the local authority. To encourage more couples to legalize their marriages, the council has continued with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns, highlighting the importance of legalized unions. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on the marriage registration process.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia AAAZ is calling for a radical shift in the fight against corruption by placing communities at the center of accountability efforts. Speaking on the sidelines of a two-day capacity-building workshop held in Munali constituency, AAAZ Executive Director Luchembe Chilufya emphasized that corruption is not confined to high-level government offices, but is also deeply rooted in the grassroots where community development takes place. The workshop brought together ward development committees at WDCs with the goal of empowering communities to take an active role in promoting transparency and accountability, particularly in the utilization of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Luchembe noted that while national scandals tend to dominate headlines, local level corruption often escapes scrutiny despite its direct impact on community development. He cited stalled projects, kickbacks, and misuse of public funds as common symptoms of unchecked local corruption. Mr. Luchembe also raised concerns about significant knowledge gaps among WDC members, revealing that men are unaware of budget processes or how to leverage the 5% administrative allocation to improve their operations.
So this project is focusing on bringing community members to the table in the fight against corruption. I think from government perspective, there's been a lot of calls for different stakeholders to be part and parcel of the fight against corruption. And I think from the reports, you see that there's been a lot of issues that have come out at national level or at international level in the fight against corruption, but it's not sitting down to the community level. So this project is supported by Darkonia to bring communities to the center in the fight against corruption, because corruption happens even at community level.
The initiative is being implemented in partnership with the Minister of Justice, the Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, and Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, ensuring that communities are equipped with multiple avenues to report corruption safely and effectively. We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go.